Were there different names for the different designs?
No, not that I know. They do have different names for them now, yes. They have, oh golly, I don't know, Barbara, you've got double hull, triple hull, and V-shape, V-hull, and all that type of they use now.
Do you ever hear John boat?
John boat? That is, those little flat bottom boats, and not too big.
Mm-hmm. Pointed at the ends, or?
Not too much point, but more curved up in front.
Did they used to have those?
To a certain extent, a little of it way back there. Now they have quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm. What did people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name?
Coal oil.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yeah, it could be done.
How would they do it?
Well, they would just put kerosene in the bottle and twist the rag and get it down in there. And that oil would soak up through there, and then it burn on top.
What would they call it?
A torch.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Flare? Flares, yes. That is a tin can with a tube coming out of it which has a wig in it, and it's the same principle. That oil is in the tin can, and that wig goes through that spout-like, comes out, and you can light it on top. That's a flare.
When did they use those?
They used them for warnings along the highways or different places where they wanted to warn people that there was either a hole or an obstruction or what have you.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and says, now here, what your clothes, here.
Put your clothes on.
Will you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes, or how would you say that?
It would be either here is or here are or something.
Which would you say?
I would say here are your clothes.
And if you had taken a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I don't get what you mean by that.
Someone might say, well, don't be scared. What's going to hurt you?
Well, that was an expression of a dentist. Don't be afraid or don't be scared. I won't hurt you. I'll try not to hurt you.
Would you ever say, I ain't going to hurt you?
Oh, yes. That word ain't is used a lot.
How do you use that?
I don't know, but how often I use it a lot. It was a slang word at one time, but they've made it used in the English language now.
When you were going to school, were you taught a lot about this is correct and you're not supposed to say this?
Or? No, we didn't have that. We had what we called grammar in school, which I never understood until I started reading a lot. Then I began to learn more about it. I still can't speak it the way it ought to be, but...
What sort of... You do a lot of reading now?
I used to.
What sort of things do you
That's read? Where I got my little education that I got out through reading.
Uh-huh.
I would read midnight, 2-3 o'clock in the morning if I got interested in something.
Just novels? Or?
Yes, novels and different things that were good reading.
Mm-hmm. Did